Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
On WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I hate joining us on the line right now is Christopher Shorter, who is the director of the D.C. Department of Public Works. In anticipation of the snowstorm that's coming, good day to check in with them and see what kind of preparations are underway inside the District of Columbia, where even if you don't live here, a lot of people work here. Mm-hmm. Good morning to you, Christopher. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what you're doing in preparation for the snowstorm, which begins tonight.
Absolutely. So our D.C. snow team has been out really since yesterday around noon, pre-treating roads with a brine beet juice mix, a liquid mix. Mm-hmm. Our crews will actually start this morning right after the a.m. rush, pre-treating major roads and residential roads in the district with a rock salt brine mix.
Okay.
Our crews will deploy this evening. As you mentioned in your earlier segment on weather, this event will likely start with rain. And so we will deploy our crews at 7 p.m. They will be on the road to 7 p.m. this evening, and we will be working throughout the night to respond to snow.
Now, we were having a conversation about the brine. Brian and I were talking about the brine because this is a relatively new thing that people are doing, and it's with the beet juice. And it makes it sticky so that the salt is more likely because it's a combination of the brine and the salt. If it starts off with rain, then does that not get washed away?
That's a great question. So if it were just rock salt, the a.m. and the p.m. traffic as well as rain could probably nullify any effects that the rock salt would have. Because it's a liquid rock salt mix, that brine will help it bond to the ground.
Okay.
And so it'll last longer and be effective longer than the rock salt alone.
I have heard that some jurisdictions had already changed their snow plows over to taking the snow plows off of their trucks. And are you having to do some of that, reconfigure stuff so you'll be ready?
No, we've stayed ready. At the very beginning of the season, it becomes a challenge for us in terms of the leaf collection program that we have in the district. But this time of year, we are ready. And based on current forecast, we can get as little as 2 inches and as much as 13, some models are showing.
Yeah, so I know. It's all over the place. So it may be a lot of effort for not much in the District of Columbia, but as you go north and west, apparently it's going to be a lot worse. So I've heard something about buses changing their routes tonight or not running bus routes. What's the latest on that? Do you know?
I'm actually not as familiar with the changes with the bus schedules. I will direct residents and motorists to snow.dc.gov. There are a lot of helpful tips about being safe, and you can follow our plows using our sort of GPS system.
That's cool.
Yeah,
very cool. And you could also sort of link to WMATA and a number of other agencies that provide some sort of response during the snow or support.
And if you don't mind hanging on the line, I'm going to give you my address. And if you could just have plows sweep by there a couple times, that would be fabulous. All right.
See how it works. Christopher Shorter, the director of the Department of Public Works for the District of Columbia. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.